powered by RootslandNation.com. We're your culture.
Yes, my Rootsland family. Once again, I want to represent for our sponsor, SunsetLakeCBD.com. You know, one of my favorite quotes about cannabis was told to me by my friend Bob Andy, who I talk about a lot in the show. And he gives credit to Muda Baruka, the dub poet, for saying it. Muda Baruka said that he loves ganja so much that he can't smoke it because he can't bear to see it burn. It's true. If you ever notice, it's a beautiful plant. And if you love cannabis as much as Muda Baruka, then you need to order some of that Sunset Lake sun-dried hemp bud. It's so beautiful, you may not want to smoke it either. You may just want to put it in a glass jar, put it on one of your shelves and backlight it and just look at it. And you can even give your pet some of their pet CBD. And you can both stare at it. Remember, it's grown without any pesticides or herbicides. Legal in all 50 states and shipped right from their Vermont farm to your front door. So you get the best prices possible. Plus another 20% off when you use Rootsland in the code. And like I keep telling you, they're a socially conscious company owned by the farmers that grow the hemp. So check out SunsetLakeCBD.com. Farmer owned, Vermont grown, tasty, tangy hemp buds. Can't beat it. And make sure you check out all their high-quality CBD and cannabis products.
The guy's right, just misgoverned the word.
The Rootsland Podcast. Stories that are music to your ears.
These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Nothing like reggae music in the springtime, is there? Welcome to another bonus episode of Rootsland, a midweek midnight ravers edition. I know I'm not the only one singing along with that tune, right? Praise Jah in the Moonlight? Debuted ahead of the release of the number one hit movie, Bob Marley One Love, which has now become one of the highest grossing biopics of all time. Not surprising to those of us who know the power of Bob Marley's music and the love the world has for reggae. What was surprising? The breakout success of the song Praise Jah in the Moonlight, and its 22-year-old singer, YG Marley. Joshua Omaru Marley, known as Young Gun, grandson of Bob Marley, and the middle child to his son Rohan, and R&B legend, Miss Lauryn Hill. After a clip of YG performing the track alongside his famous mom circulated online, the singer and the song blew up, and so did demand for its release. No doubt Young Gong's cool, confident delivery is reminiscent of his grandfather's style. YG sits in the pocket and rides the rhythm that samples Bob's 1978 song Crisis with an effortless flow that makes you want to hold the one you love and slow dance under the stars on a tropical beach somewhere. And please, don't get me wrong, YG kills it. I mean, what a career debut. It's the first reggae song on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 7 years. Since his uncle, Damian Jr. Gong Marley, was featured on the Jay-Z track, Bam. But when I listen to Praise Jah, the way it's crafted, the quality of the songwriting, the deep message hidden within the lyrics. I'm sorry, YG, but everything about that song has your mom's name, Lauryn Hill, written all over it. Literally, she's the co-writer of the song. She produced it. She's a featured vocalist on the outro and sounds like a flippin' angel. If she sang lead vocals on Praise Jah in the Moonlight, it could have easily fit in on her multi-platinum Grammy-winning LP, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I mean, what'd they really think? They could keep a ragamuffin soldier like Miss Lauryn Hill down forever? Turns out, she's no longer just a soldier. She reemerges into mainstream music as a general, or should I say, like a queen, installing her son on reggae's throne. Her timing impeccable. Like a Team Seal 6 sharpshooter, she comes out of the shadows and pops off a hit just to show everyone she may not be in the spotlight, but she didn't go anywhere. Praise Jah in the Moonlight is Lauryn Hill's redemption song. Two giant middle fingers to the people in an industry that she sacrificed so much for, put every ounce of her being into. And when she reached out for help, needed a little time and space to produce the quality of music that she and her fans had come to expect, well, they turned their backs on her, discredited her, did everything possible to throw her right into the flames. And now, two decades later, Ms. Hill returns with a vengeance, with her son by her side, acting as her proxy, defiantly sings her reply in the opening lines of the Billboard hit. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you? You called me a liar. Yeah, it's YG singing. But to me, that's Lauryn Hill's story. The road of flames, a metaphor for the adversities and challenges she faced on her journey through the music business. And now this time around, she's in control. She's the one burning the fire. Miss Hill was once hailed as the queen of R&B and hip-hop. She was an industry darling, won awards, broke records, earned her label hundreds of millions of dollars. Yet once she decided to stand up for her rights, fight for her creative and artistic integrity, call out the music business for the double standards in the way that male and female artists were treated, Lauryn Hill lost her most favored nation status and fell from grace in the eyes of the industry's old guard patriarchy. They shamed her, disrespected her, called her a problematic diva and difficult to work with. But Lauryn Hill stood her ground, ended up taking a beating for her defiance. She still bears the scars she received from kicking in the doors and shattering the glass ceilings, so female superstars like Beyoncé and Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B could all walk in unscathed. Praise Jah in the Moonlight feels like Lauryn Hill's light at the end of a tunnel. A veiled message to the bitter insiders that dragged her name through the mud, and the loyal followers who lifted it back up and never let go. This wonderful song shows that Miss Lauryn Hill has finally found peace and even solace during the most challenging times. A spiritual grounding and wisdom that she lovingly passes to her son Joshua when he sings the words, "Teach them something before they lose their soul. Oh no, no. Freedom is the road. Oh no, no, coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end, oh yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets. Now you're caught up in a funk with the optics, with the vision. Trying to control your soul and take control. No, no, we don't play that game right here to win power. Give Jah all the thanks and praises." And speaking of thanks and praises, I really want to thank the entire Rootsland family for standing with me for 7 seasons, and many of you with me since day one. This Rootsland saga is far from over. In fact, the decade I spent working with Twin of Twins in Kingston was one of the most turbulent and unpredictable times I could ever remember. There was a war between two rival camps in the music business, Gaza and Gully. One side, ardent supporters of popular DJ Vibes Cartel, and the other stood with a cassava piece singer named Mavado. The two were locked in a lyrical battle that spilled into the streets and became so heated, the Prime Minister had to intervene to cool things down. And if that wasn't enough, there were also escalating protests in the Tivoli Gardens garrison, a longtime Jamaican Labour Party stronghold known as Jungle. Run by the deadly criminal Dudas, he was the son of one of the island's original drug lords and founder of the notorious shower posse, Jim Brown. In 2009, U.S. Marshals alongside the FBI and the Jamaican Defense Forces stormed into Tivoli Gardens and attempted to extradite Dudas on U.S. federal drug trafficking charges, only to meet up with strong resistance from the local Tivoli Gardens community, who clashed with soldiers and voluntarily became human shields to protect their Don. It was a crazy time. And when I was working with the twins, we always seemed to wind up right smack in the middle of it all. And when I look back, sometimes I wonder how we even made it out. You know, there's nothing I love more than telling these stories from the rolling red hills on the outskirts of Kingston, Jamaica. But before we dive into season 8 of Rootsland, The Road to Zion, I feel it's the right time for me to step out of the studio and down from the hills. Venture forth into the world and follow the path of this beloved music. See how the soulful island sounds and rich melodies of reggae have taken root across the globe, influenced different types of people, uplifted various kinds of cultures. And not to worry, I'm taking you with me on the journey. And our first stop is California. So I need everyone in the family to click the link below and subscribe to my new show. There's a new feed, it's on a new day, it has a new look, but I promise my commitment to bring you captivating tales that are music to your ears remains as strong as ever. The stories may be new, the locations unfamiliar, but the passion behind them will always be the same. So make sure you tune in Wednesday, May 1st for our very new podcast, Kingston to Cali, and our first episode, The Harder They Come, when we dial things back to 1973, when Jamaica's new socially conscious budding roots reggae movement intersects with the American hippies and a counterculture that had grown disillusioned the way that rock and roll sold out the Cultural Revolution. Enter Bob Marley, stage left.
The following preview is rated R for Roots. And drop a little culture in it too. Choo choo.
In the early 1970s, the world woke up to a sound that had been rocking inner city street dances and overcrowded tenement yards in Kingston, Jamaica. A music that captured the struggles, hopes, and resilience of a people, with its authentic portrayal of the gritty urban landscape where it was born. Roots reggae caught the attention of an international audience thanks to Jamaica's early musical pioneers like Desmond Dekker, Jimmy Cliff, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer. The pulsating rhythms, socially conscious lyrics, and a hypnotic one-drop drumbeat resonated with music lovers far beyond the island's shores. As reggae music, Jamaican culture, and the Rastafarian lifestyle gained popularity, its influence rippled across the ocean, eventually washing up on the sun-drenched shores of California. The weather, the women, the weed. It was a marriage made in heaven. And after over half a century of matrimony, a love that has only grown stronger. I'm Henry Kay, host of the number one music history podcast, Rootsland. And I'm excited to announce our new show, Kingston to Cali, where we will trace reggae's remarkable journey from the ghettos of Kingston to the west coast of the USA and explore how the genre's spirituality, defiance, and positive vibration help this movement take hold. So pack your bags with your flip-flops and earbuds, and pack your bowls with your freshly ground kind bud. Rootsland will be hitting the road from the rolling red hills on the outskirts of Kingston, Jamaica, to the central coast of California's Monterey Bay, to broadcast live and direct from the California Roots Music and Arts Festival. On the way, we'll make a few pit stops, paying homage to those who helped plant reggae seeds in the fertile California soil. We'll explore how a Caribbean music, created by the descendants of West African slaves, cross-pollinated with rock, punk, hip-hop, and Cali's vibrant skate and surf culture, to evolve into a dominant force in reggae, an entire subculture known as Cali Roots. Bunny Wailer said, "What makes reggae so powerful is its ability to convey timeless human emotions and aspirations that everyone can relate to. The desire for peace, freedom, and a better life. That's why it's become a global language for the common people. And it's a language we speak fluent here at Rootsland. And it's why we believe that sometimes the story is the best song."
Remember to click the link below and subscribe to our new podcast, Kingston to Cali. You know,
these roads of flames are catching a fire. Tell me where you've gone, gone, gone. I've been thinking.
hoping that you sing my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song.